Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. I'm back with another solo episode. But what's interesting about this episode is I'm going to be sharing with you a little story time that happened in my life personally in the past week that Grayson is also a part of. So if you guys haven't tuned in to the little mini series that we did together, those are the previous episodes. You'll see they have different thumbnails, and that's just to showcase our series in promotion for our latest program together, the Girls Club. So the card for the Girls Club actually officially closed yesterday, April 1st, but our first call together is happening on April 8th. So the cart is still open for those of you who feel the call. And if this episode specifically resonates with you, then there's sure to be some gems and some treasures in the program for you. So I'm going to get into it. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about something that unfolded in my life in the past week. And that was, I was catching up with Grayson via voice notes. And this is something that we love to do to stay connected, even though we're literally across the world from each other. I just love voice notes. And we were just catching up on our days, and I was reflecting with her like, oh, I'm just feeling so irritable today. I'm not sure what it is, but I can't seem to shake it. I did my journaling, my meditation, but I'm just feeling like I can't quite identify what the trigger is. But there's some grumpiness inside. There's a bit of a cloud looming over. I'm not quite sure what this mood is about. And I notice myself falling into these spaces of self-judgment of like, why can't I just shake this? Like, I'm using my practices. I know that my period's about a week out, and I'm just not sure exactly what's going on. But overall, everything in life is feeling really amazing when I look around at the landscape of it. And Grayson tuned in and she said, okay, wait, if you're about a week out from your menstrual cycle, you're definitely in your luteal phase. And this is a time where it's natural for irritability to be present. And she started to just illuminate that for me. And once I created that awareness in myself of, right, I am feeling tired in my body, which then can manifest as some irritability, feeling like, oh, there's a lot of things on my to-do list. I wish that I had better energy to get these things done, et cetera, et cetera. But once I made that connection internally with, oh, my body is going through a hormonal change right now in preparation for my moon the following week, no wonder there's exhaustion present. No wonder there's not that same energy levels before I meet my workout in the morning or before I meet my work task for the day, because my body is harnessing and utilizing a lot of my energy to prepare for the shed, to prepare for the release. That is my moon that is coming soon. And what's interesting was that as soon as, like I said, I made that connection, I let myself off of the hook. I stopped judging myself as being a bit grumpy and started to just decide, hey, I'm going to start tuning in a little bit more deeply and see what my body needs in this moment. Maybe I complete the tasks that feel necessary to be completed for the day, and then I'm going to wrap up work early and read my book. Lie down, horizontal, being horizontal for me, resting in that way always charges my batteries, and that seems to be what my body needs. Also, my body really wants to have some nourishing food today, and I started to just get inspired about what I would cook for dinner. That felt really self-loving and self-soothing, and I would say that the grumpiness or that irritability completely lifted. Because that irritability was the perpetuation of me judging myself for being in a particular mood, when clearly if I were to tune in on that deeper level or connect and sync up with where I was in my cycle and that awareness, like I said, lets me off of the hook to be free with it, with exactly where I'm at emotionally, energetically, hormonally, in my body, et cetera, et cetera. And this was so simple, yet so profound, because I don't know about you guys, but time just flies sometimes, and I'm focusing on goals and the beautiful things in my life, that sometimes it's a bit easier to fall out of awareness of where I am in my menstrual cycle. And this is something that I recently started educating myself on at a deeper level. And that's because it's something that Grayson, one of my best friends, is super passionate about, and naturally that starts to rub off on me. Again, another reason why Grace and I wanted to start the Girls Club is because we've all got different wisdom and knowledge about the things that we've experienced or the things that we've researched and studied in our lives or different courses that we've taken. And so we wanted to bring forth some of these teachings into the Girls Club. And another part of this that was super funny was that as I was waiting for a response from Grayson and I had let myself off of the hook for the day, I was relaxing. I was lying on the couch and I noticed that my partner under his TV, there's this gaming consoles, like it's in the open, let's say it's not in a cupboard. And the gaming consoles, I was like looking at them and I said, hey, you know what? I feel like I could wipe this down. It was looking a little bit dusty. I could polish things up and I could like reorganize these things in such a beautiful way. And so I just, you know, I pulled out the Windex, the paper towel, and I just started to clean and reorganize things, and I felt super satisfied. And I get this voicemail back from Grayson, and she's like, also in the luteal cycle, you might notice that you are feeling very drawn to organizing things. And I noticed that while I was, you know, somewhat judging myself about procrastinating some of the work tasks that needed to be done, I was doing some admin work, which is not necessarily the place where I gravitate to first, but there were some organizational tasks digitally that I was drawn to doing. And Grayson said and reminded me that in the luteal phase, you're just wired differently based on how the hormones are flowing through your body. So it was this big aha moment, awareness, awakening, shift in ways. And I wanted to share this with you today because there's so much power in educating yourself as a woman around what is happening in your body hormonally, energetically, and thus emotionally, physically, when you are in these different phases of your cycle. So every week is different, every day is different, and the more awareness that you can bring into that, again, you can start to cultivate a deeper relationship with yourself, offering yourself more self-love, and releasing self-judgment, or releasing resistance against the self or the flow that you're naturally feeling drawn to. So if this subject matter is sparking something within you, I would love to invite you into the Girls Club. This is the first time we're launching the program, so it's really at such a no-brainer price. It is $47 per month for 3 months, or you can pay in full for the program at $130. And there's 6 live call teachings that Grayson and I are bringing forth. One of those is about syncing up with your cycle specifically. We're also touching on relationship dynamics, really touching on the masculine and feminine energies within and in relationships, female relationships and healing those wounds, et cetera, et cetera. It's already such a beautiful container with the women who are already inside. So if you're feeling the call, we would love to have you. The link is down below, and just be sure that you pop in there before April 8th. But yeah, there's really so much liberation that comes from tuning into and syncing up with your cycle and your moods. So wishing you all a beautiful day and week ahead, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.